I can go on and on because you just got a real cool vibe, man. Yeah, we can talk and chill. We should like get coffee or something.
Yeah, we should, man. Absolutely.
We're in your house, we're in your car, we are wherever you are, playing you the rest of the best in gospel music.
Hi, my name is Apostle Burl Howard, and guess what? You're listening to Soul Prosper Radio.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Ernest Pugh, and you're listening to Soul Prosper Radio. Keep it locked right here.
Soul Prosper Radio.
There you go.
Stay with me.
This is Ronan Harrison.
I'm Kirk Whalen.
Hey, this is Cheryl Pepsi Riley.
I am Tashina Arnold.
And together we are chosen.
Jay Digger. This is Ed Brent Hammond.
This is Sherry Shepherd.
Hey, this is Percy Beatty, and you're listening to Soul Prosper Radio.
Dorinda Clark Cole, the Rose of Gospel, and you're listening to Soul Prosper Radio. Y'all keep it locked.
My name is Michelle Williams. I love hanging out with Soul Prosper Radio.
This is Kim Burrell, and you're listening to Soul Prosper Radio.
Got a real cool vibe, man.
Down, but keep on believing.
Just gotta keep believing.
all over, say, yes, it is now. And no matter, I keep on believing.
I
know that it seems all over, but there is on the way.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Soul Prosper Radio on the Record. My very special guest today is none other than a six-time Grammy Award winner, 10 Dove Awards, 6 Stellar Awards, 4 NAACP Awards, 3 Soul Train Music Awards, and an NAACP Theater Award for the musical title, sharing the title with the book that we're going to be talking about. Born for This, help me welcome to the show none other than the legendary B.B. Winans.
You made me smile. You know what? You know how you made me smile?
Why is that?
You reminded me of the theater, the NAACP Theater Award for Born for This.
Yeah.
You made me smile, and let me just tell you why.
Yes, sir.
Because I remember that moment when I knew I had to write a musical.
Wow.
And at that moment, I was confused. At that moment, I said, where did that come from?
Mm-hmm.
And so when I won that award, it caused me to realize that I really can do all things through Christ's strength in me.
Wow.
I really don't have to depend on my strength, my knowledge, my talent, or anything. I realized that there was nothing too hard to God. And a lot of times it's just not going to make sense to us.
Yeah.
But it makes all the sense to God. And so, yeah, you just made me smile.
Wow. Thank you so much. And that's a wonderful way to begin this interview, because you are talking about all the things that you are born for. And I was reading through the book. The book just came to me about 15 minutes ago. And so I opened it up.
Okay.
And I've been perusing it already. And something your father said to you, a piece of advice, says that if you don't define yourself before you walk out the door, the world is going to be sure to do it.
So,
yeah, just go ahead and unpack that a little bit as we begin this conversation Born for This.
I mean, that is so important. It was important then, and it's important now, that people understand that, you know, being born to do something does not negate the problems and the ups and downs, the triumphs and the victories that come along with your destination.
Mm-hmm.
And so the musical, which is, as you said, is the same title, Born for This, I knew I couldn't put all my life on stage, because that would have been probably a whole lot more hours than you can really, you know, do on a musical.
Right.
So writing the book made all the sense in the world, so I could tell more of my stories to encourage people that in your destination, in your journey, you're going to be rejected.
Yeah.
People are going to talk about you. And that's okay. You know, a lot of times people feel as if God calls you to do something, then everybody's going to love you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not true.
Right.
You're going to be lied on. You're going to be hated. You're going to make mistakes. And in the book, I have, you know, it takes courage to let people see and know that you're not perfect. But that was my foundation. My father allowed us to understand that we're only human.
Yeah.
And we're going to make mistakes, and we're going to be, you know, all this and that, and through it all, we belong to God.
Yeah.
And so I get a chance with this book and in my music and the Broadway show to tell the world a little bit more about my family, the Winans, Cece and I, me getting rejected, me learning that racism exists in the church.
Yeah, yeah.
Now that was a hard one. You know, how can you love God who you don't see and hate your brother who you do see?
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, but learn that God was faithful in all of these areas, in all these stages of my life, and growing from a teenager to an adult, what that means, and you know, there's some fun things there. You know, my first movie was E.T., and I thought I was going to die and go to hell doing the showing of that picture. But I found out that God was bigger than man's law.
Yeah, yeah.
There was nothing wrong with me going to see E.T., but that was a journey. It really was.
Yeah.
And so many people need to know a little bit about what I've learned. And so I'm grateful to be able to share that in book form.
Absolutely amazing. And you're talking about the journey. That journey is a personal journey. It's something we all have to take. And I want to ask you this. How did you, you're the youngest son. You're the youngest son. And you're the seventh child in your family. How was the journey discovering exactly what you were born for? Not your family, not your brothers, not your sisters, not even what anyone else may have wanted to project onto you or through you. But talk about that journey of discovering it for yourself.
The thing that was unique with my family was my father taught us that if one Winans wins, all Winans win.
Wow. Okay.
And if one Winans loses, all Winans loses.
Yeah.
So we had an understanding of unity. We had an understanding of how important it was for us to support one another. Mm-hmm. So it was a support system in my family that still exists today. But at the same time, you know, I had four older brothers who started off first with their recording, and I wanted to do that as well.
Yeah.
So, but at the same time, you learn, you know, through the word and through, my parents that my time would come.
Mm-hmm.
My time would come. It would happen. So patience is it's such a lovely word when you really grow into it.
Yes, yes.
It's an ugly word when you're young.
Yeah.
But it's so important to reach back about artists and even older people who have decided it was too hard and tucked away their dreams to. You're not too old, and so I get a chance to tell everyone that there's a destination connected to your name, and all you have to do is believe it.
Yeah. Wow. Believe and be patient enough to get there, you know, in God's appointed time.
Yes.
I love that so much. Let me ask you this. What will we learn about you? You've already kind of shared that with us. But just in a general sense, what will we learn about you, life, and God in general through this book?
You'll learn more of my personality. I love people. I think sometimes it's hard for those who are, I mean, I have a couple of friends who are in the industry,
mm-hmm.
who are not people persons.
Yes.
So,
yes.
And so it's hard for them to be around people.
Yeah.
After they leave the stage. But you'll learn that I'm people. So, curious, being people and becoming friends, and everything being friendly. So, the Bible tells us that in order to have friends, you must first show yourself friendly.
Right.
And so, you'll learn about my personality. The funny part, but it's true. You know, at PTL in Charlotte, I used to invite people to come to our house. Me and Cynthia had a two-bedroom apartment, and she would say, "Baby, what are you doing? You don't even know this person. They could be a murderer." You know, but it was like, "Oh, it's okay. No, they just need a couch. They just need help here."
Yeah.
And I just always had a love for people, and because of that, I really do believe God used me in a lot of ways and opened doors because we have to love each other.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Our whole existence is built because God so loved the world that he gave. And so love is an action word.
Yes.
So you'll find out a lot of my action and motivation has been because of love for people.
Mm, okay. Okay. All right. Well, I follow you on Instagram, and so every day when you come in from working out or running, wherever you are, you know, I'm inspired. I got to get out there, and I got to get my own get it done going. You know what I mean?
Get it done. Get it done. Yes. But, I'm telling you, this morning was a hard one. I didn't want to move. but preparation is so important.
Yes.
And that's one of the things I talk about. I prepare. You know, a friend of mine said to me, you know, God's people don't want a miracle. We want magic.
Yeah, yeah.
Because a miracle, you have to work.
True.
It's a miracle.
True.
You have to be part of that contribution. You know, so you know, I lay my clothes out every night. I wake up, I don't have those shoes right there.
Mm-hmm. Hey everybody, it's Fred here, and I want to share this with you before we go further in the interview. Over the course of the interview, we kept losing signal as we were talking with Mr. Winans, but he was so gracious to make sure that we did our best to continue the conversation. He was on the road, and so he spoke to us as he was traveling. So again, we want to thank him for being gracious enough to call back once signal was lost. And to really do his best to, make sure we had a good time during the interview, which I believe we did. I want you to, keep it locked right here. Keep listening because there's so much that was brought out in the interview that I want you to hear. Again, we're talking about his new book. It's called Born for This, My Life in Music. It's a wonderful book. I've been reading through it already. A lot of great information, you know, things you find out about people that are written. In books and memoirs such as this book. So I want you to keep listening. If you haven't already ordered the book, he's got new singles out. We're going to play them later in the show. One is Laughter with Korean Soul. The other is He Promised, featuring a trio of ladies that I really think you're going to enjoy, called on a song called He Promised. So listen, stay with us as we work through the connection issues, the connectivity issues. And we worked really hard to present this to you, and I hope you enjoy it. So keep it locked here. Keep enjoying the music, and we'll be right back with another segment with BB Winans. Is your new year, new me resolution already sidelined because of the same old debt and financial stress? Are you 100% sure that you're going to have a great retirement, or do you have doubt? What if I told you there's a way to get out of debt in 9 years or less, including your mortgage, without spending any more money than you're already spending? For answers to questions like these, call Keith Squalls. With integrity, expertise, and a promise to protect your privacy, Keith Squalls and the K. Allen Financial Group want to get you out of debt and into the financial freedom your dreams are made of. Call today. 877-888-6322. That's 877-888-6322.
This is Keith Squalls at K. Allen Financial Group. Call me at 877-888-6322. 877-888-6322.
It is the get it done mindset of the day. Me and you hanging out, family. Listen, I got it for you, and it has everything to do with whether or not you are where you should be, or if you think you are where you should be, all of that. Your deadlines that you place on things and all of that kind of stuff. I need you to understand, and this is going to be right to the heart of the matter. God's timing is not concerned about your deadline. God's timing is not concerned with your deadlines. You feel me? So yes, you may not be as far as you need to be or would like to be, should I say, but let me tell you something. God knows how old you are, and he knows when you're ready to get what he's got for you. All you got to do is continue to be vigilant about being prepared for that season. But when you put a deadline on it from your natural man, and that deadline comes and it's not in fruition, you get discouraged and think it's not for you. No, it's not for you because you put the deadline on it. But it is for you if you follow God's timing. Again, God's timing is not concerned with your deadlines. So get it done. How about that? It is your boy Lonnie Hunter with your Get It Done Mindset of the Day. Go.
He promised me he will
deliver, deliver, deliver.
He promised me he will
deliver, deliver, deliver.
And I believe he's a
Hi, this is Daniel Winans, and you're listening to Fred Willis on Soul Prosper Media.
Wow, that's powerful. Also, preparation, that's another P that you have to grow into appreciating. Patience and preparation. And in this book, you share personal stories, another P there, personal stories of Andre Crouch, the late Andre Crouch and the late Whitney Houston. And you share the impact that they had on your life. Now, many people may not quite understand exactly the impact they've had on your life, but if you would just go ahead and detail that.
These back wood, and but you know, Andre Crouch, a lot of times, you know, I'm always honored and thrilled to talk about him to people who probably don't know who he is.
Mm-hmm.
He was my hero and still is. But you know, people don't know, if I had to choose between singing and songwriting, it would be songwriting hands down. that's what I wanted to be, a songwriter. And so Andre Crouch was that hero. And also there's a lady, and I say it in the book, her name is Miss Byers. You know, she read a poem called The Wind when I was in the fourth grade. And I remember at the end of that poem, I said, I want to write songs that cause people to think. The bowl around the songs that I write. And so, you know, Andre and all, and my older brother Marvin, they played just a key role in my songwriting and mentored me. And so, and when it comes to Whitney Houston, you know, that's just, you know, it's because of her that my writing really blossomed, and also my dreaming. You know, she was encouraging to me both professionally and personally. And so we talk about it. We talk about a relationship, a personal relationship, as well as what she. You know, at the height of her career, she decided, you know, I'm going to go sing background for BB&T.
Wow.
And we didn't understand it. And truly, her record company did not. You're talking about a woman in the height of her career, and she decided to lay that aside to be a help to BB&T and to further our message to the world. And so, you know, unbelievable. But that's, you know, that's what love will do.
Yeah.
And so it's so important that we love one another. And through that action, doors open.
Wow. That is incredible. That is incredible. You know, upon, you know, her death, very untimely death, I would say. We saw the Winans family kind of rise to, kind of. I'm gonna go out on a limb here and say, kind of lead us through that. You know, with your brother preaching the eulogy,
and yeah,
the book that came out. So there was a bond that, you know, was very strong between you all.
Very, very strong. What the world had a chance to see was the reality of what happened between the Houston and the Winans. We became family.
Yeah.
I mean, we really became family. You know, beyond that, you know, my daughter, she was the godmother to my daughter, and Cece was the godmother to her daughter.
Wow.
And so we were family.
Yeah.
And so it was a hard situation. But we learned, even through my brother Ronald's death, which Whitney came to the funeral, who got herself there, you know. And as I was speaking at my brother's funeral, she walked down the aisle saying, I'm here, family's here. But we learned through that, you know, hardship, that God was faithful to walk with us in any and everything we go through.
Yes.
So we knew he would get us through, but we knew we also had to walk through the pain.
Oh, yeah.
And that was a difficult, you know, time for my entire family. You know, my brother married them, you know.
Wow.
He was in the wedding. Yeah. I was in the wedding. I sang the song for her wedding. So we were family, and we truly still miss her. But she left us with such great moments and memories. And I try to write as much as I can about it in the book.
Hi everyone, it's Fred Willis from the Soul Prosper Media Group and Soul Prosper Radio. Though many of you know me as a broadcaster and journalist, I want to take time and introduce myself as an author. I recently released my newest book, The Journey to Genesis, and I want to share it with you. Now, you may be asking, what is The Journey to Genesis? Well, The Journey to Genesis is a return to fellowship with God that will define your life's purpose and will refine your life's partnerships and relationships. Out of this understanding comes the revelation that what God has planned and destined for your life is already within your grasp. As we journey through the book together, I ultimately want you to discover the wonder of walking in your life's purpose. You can find the book on my website, www.whoisfredwillis.com. Visit the bookstore and purchase your ebook or autographed hard copy. I cannot wait for you to begin this journey with me.
Forsake you. No matter what you're going through, I have good news for you. I'll be with you always.
I'll never leave.
Oh, nah, 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 nah.
Never forsake you.
No matter what you're going through. Some good news for you.
I'll be with you always.
And when
trouble comes and there's no other place to run, just look to me and I'll be there.
With a whisper of a prayer.
I'll be with you.
With you. I heard him say through the storm,
never.
I won't lead in the rain,
never.
I won't lead in the pain,
never.
I'll be with you. No matter what you need, I don't care what you need. All I want is a change. I'll be right there.
I'll be right there
for you.
I'll be with you. Oh.
'cause it won't be very long for you know.
All right, thank you for listening, everybody. We're nearing the end of this interview with the legendary B.B. Winans, talking about his new book, Born for This, My Life in Music. I want to thank you so much for hanging out with us. And again, as I said earlier in the interview, we had some connectivity issues as he was traveling during the interview. So again, we want to thank him for taking the time out to talk today to On the Record and talk about this amazing book. It's the play is coming to Broadway. So much is going on with this book. He's got new music out. He's got a new album out. All that stuff I want you to check out. Add to your library, add to your music collection. We are, as I said, nearing the end of the interview, and I want to share this final segment with you. And thank you again so much for listening to Soul Prosper Radio On the Record. Without further ado, it's time to get back into the interview with B.B. Winans. That's wonderful. I've got to wrap this up. I know you're very busy today. I want to ask you though, one of my last questions is, what do you think, as you put this book together, what do you think is the greatest lesson that readers will discover as they read Born for This, My Life in Music?
More than anything is to understand rejection is not a negative thing, that we believe it is, that through that, you know, God uses that to get you to the right door.
Yeah.
Prepare you for the big moment that you have in front of you. And so one of the things in the book, you know, early on that I talked about was how appreciative I am for the rejection that happened in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be who I was if it didn't happen. And so I think that is the most important thing that I want readers to capture and understand, you know, because we all, you know, even Christ was rejected, but look what he did.
Right. Right. And part of the rejection that you experienced was through the vehicle of racism. So how did you combat that? As you dealt with that, you know, surprised first by it, and then you know.
Oh, surprised, shocked by it. But at the same time, one of the important things that my father taught us was to know who you are. So I didn't crumble because others didn't like me and hated me. But I saw, and I talk about this in the book, that situation in North Carolina where the cameraman simply told me at a moment when he was leaving the network and moving how he hated me. It's strange for him that him and his wife would have the baby because she had a history of miscarriages. And, you know, Bali, he told me thank you because his parents taught him, his Christian parents in a Christian home, he said, taught him to hate black people. That black people were evil. And then he went on to say something that would impact my life for the rest of my life. And that was, but because of your love and your consistency, you broke the chains of hatred inside of me. And I want to thank you. So I learned in that moment that love was more powerful than hatred. And in racism, whether it's in church, out of church, in the world, whatever, we combat it with love. And love wins. It really does.
Mm-hmm.
Even though when it looks like and seems like hatred is winning, hate doesn't win. Love wins.
Wow. Wow. Well, I've got to thank you so much for your time today. I'm going to leave you with these parting notes. I have favorite songs of yours, obviously. And those are Do You Know Him? I went back and listened to that today. I'm just going to put the Dream album on the list. Help Is On The Way, When You Pray, that Hawkins classic. And When, yes, I Found Love. Woo, that was a good one. That was a good one.
Thank you, sir. Thank
yes,
you.
Absolutely. Then you've got Korean Soul with Laughter. Toby and Tommy and Keandra with He Promised. My children even love that song. So you all just, right. Yeah, you just keep them coming. So. As I close this interview again, I want to thank you so much for your time today. I wish I could ask you everything, you know, right now, but I'm sure I'll have an opportunity again to talk with you about that. And talking about being born for this, this is my very last question. And again, thank you for your time. how did you craft your signature sound? You're smooth, so is your brother Marvin, but you have a different tone and timbre and even a different voice to the songs that you sing. So how did you craft your sound in the mode of being born for what you do?
Well, I think it was, you know, time allows you to learn your strengths, and learn your weaknesses. And so I learned early on that I can't sing like Marvin and won't try to sing like Marvin. But there was others, you know, if you wanted to make me smile, say, man, you remind me of Donny Hathaway. And
wow.
I was like, Marvin. Who did I for?
Yeah.
So I learned to be who I was, and being who I am is limitations and weaknesses. So when you learn who you are and you accept that, then you can become who you're supposed to be. And so as a singer, I learned. And so I take that and interpret it with my heart, and I believe that's what made me separate and who I am and my vocal delivery.
Wow, that's incredible! That's incredible. Thank you so much for your time today. I'm looking forward to enjoying the book Born This Way. It's coming to Broadway as well, so. Keep an eye out for that. It's already won an Image Award, and it's on its way to Broadway. So thank you for your time, and thank you for obeying God and creating this amazing piece of work.
I appreciate it, and we will talk soon.
Yes, sir. We will indeed.
When life gets hard, you start to cry. Now you can dry all those tears that come through feet with his supplies.
That doctor's good,
so just like a medicine. Tomorrow may bring one or two things that you don't like.
And if it does, you can rise above.
You can rise above.
And we.
Just like the medicine,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just like the medicine.
Keep on
sound, man. It's for real.
SP Radio.